You're listening to The Morning Show on KXT 91.7. My name is Jeannie Mascoro, and we're very, very excited to have some special guests in the studio with us this morning. They've collectively played in bands as diverse as Sorta and Alospo, and they've backed up musicians like Christy Krueger, Johnny Lloyd Rollins, and others. And together, they're called The Slack. And band members Chris Holt, Eric Neal, and Tom Bridwell are here to play a few songs and talk about their brand new record, The Deep End. Guys, welcome to KXT.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Would you go ahead and just start us off with a song?
Sure. This is called Pipe Dream.
Maybe not the end of the world, but perfect timing. 'Cause everybody's eager to hold onto the pipe.
The Slack with Pipe Dream here on KXT 91.7 from their brand new Idol Records release, The Deep End. And I'm curious to know, thank you so much for playing that, by the way. Thanks. We love it here on KXT. Where does the name The Slack come from?
Oh, geez. Well, there were a couple of different sources for it. Tom and I used to be in a band called Olispo a long time ago, and I wrote a song called Slack for the band that Tom and I actually wrote together, and I remember thinking at the time that would be a cool name for a band, but then a couple of years later I started hanging out with Eric, and we had another friend, Lindsay, who was hanging out, and he mentioned that he wanted to start a band called The Slack, and so we all started kind of collectively playing together,
There was a point when I was in an old band that was considering the name The Slack, and right. It was just this weird moment.
Yeah, it was this weird thing.
It was like
where
The Slack, then The Slacks, then The Deadly More, then then nothing.
Yeah, but so at some point we all kind of agreed that that was going to be the name of our new project, and it took a long time to get it off the ground. But then when we finally get everybody together, there kind of came a moment where it seemed right to call it.
That's fantastic. Congratulations, by the way, on the release of the album, The Deep End.
Thank you very much.
It's really fantastic. Now, I know you guys have played in a bunch of different bands, so what finally brought The Slack together?
I think a lot of it was that I've been, ever since Tom and I have been doing this together for a long time, doing songs that I've written, and really it was when, I guess it was when we decided to call it The Slack that we started working on the first album, and then and that was really kind of the catalyst getting the ball rolling.
Yeah.
And
we
take our time, you know.
It kind of evolved from Olospo. Yeah. Mach 2.
Yeah, we started with Eric and Steve, who's not here, he's teaching this morning, but we were calling it Olospo, but it wasn't the original lineup, and then eventually we realized that it wasn't anything like that.
Right.
And so we decided it was a totally different band and we wanted it to have a totally different name.
Fantastic. Would you do another song for us?
Absolutely. We do Follow On?
Yeah.
Cool. This one's called Follow On. All right.
Someone caused the room to clear. Our eyes connected, slowly drawing near. Between the cigarettes and beer, and no one knows just what you did. A sleepy twisting in a wasted fear. But that's the end of it. Well, she's gone, gone, gone. Slipped away. No, she's gone, gone, gone. Follow on. And all the games that led to this seemed to tease the fate that you had missed. She could not resist. But answer even less. And now it's all a mess. So she's gone, gone, gone. Slipped away. No, she's gone, gone, gone. You could have stayed, but she's gone. Now you want to follow
Slack, live here in the KXT studios on KXT 91.7. Great to have you guys here. Now, your first record, Wishful Sinking, got some buzz. So how was the recording process different for this new record?
Horrible.
It just took a while. We were all busy doing a lot of different things. So I think we tried to get started pretty quickly after the last record came out, but it just was a... It was a very slow process. Tom owns a studio, and he always has a lot. We do all of our work there. But his studio is really busy. Eric's always really busy. Steve's busy. I'm busy. So getting us all in the same room to do a song is, it's quite a task to actually get us together. So, you know, it just took a long time. But I think the big thing we tried to do with this record was make it a little bit more raw, not quite as produced as the last one. Eric, you want to feel that?
I agree.
Yeah.
Take it.
Well, what are you guys listening to nowadays?
Oh, do people still make music? You know, I really like M. Ward and the Monsters of Folk. I think that record's really good. Tom, you've heard that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice.
What are you listening to, Tom?
Menomina.
I've been going back to, like, The Shins' first album. Second album, too, is really great. And a weird Frank Zappa phase again.
Uh-oh.
Joe's Garage.
Sweet. Would you do one more song for us?
Absolutely. This is the title track. It's called The Deep End. All right. So. One, two.
You know you don't need, desiring more than less. Greener grass, a seductive past. You're never content with what you possess. Even with someone waiting, look at what you got.
Slack live here in the KXT studios, KXT 91.7. We have Chris Holt, Eric Neal, and Tom Bridwell here in the studios. Thank you guys so much for coming in here today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for playing our music.
It's an honor and a pleasure. Now, the new record, like you just said, it's called The Deep End. You can find that on Idol Records. And you can also catch the band tomorrow night, Sons of Herbin in Dallas, Saturday night at Dan Silverleaf in Denton.
Correct.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
All right. You'll find complete North Texas concert listings at kxt.org. And while you're there, take a look at our live in studio videos. I'm Jeannie Mascoro, and this is KXT 91.7, Music to the Core.